Good morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is April 24th, 2024. The hearing is for petition E-168-23. The appellant are James and Jennifer Bears, parcel number 1-0898-402-0169-00. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of the board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of 2023, assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove their valuation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all the documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair?
Okay. The appellant is not present, so I will read from their petition. My house was built in 1993. I bought it in 2006 for $250,000. I've made no improvements to the house since. My house has substantial issues that keep it from having a market value so high. These include roof, trim, windows, doors, siding, floors, kitchen, driveway, yard, porch. As embarrassing as it to admit, my house is a substantial project house. I don't think an estimate of $200,000 to get everything fixed up for resale and to pass a purchase inspection is out of line. The appellant provided no comps, but provided substantial number of pictures demonstrating the deferred maintenance on their house. It's my understanding that the assessor, having reviewed all this, lowered the condition code from 3 to 2, and as a result, lowered the value from 653,630 to 561,760. So with that, I guess we'll hear from the assessor.
Yes, that's correct. So our revised determination of values, the 561,760, with that effective date of January 1st, 2023. After receiving the evidence, you know, the photos from the appellant back in November, we adjusted the condition rating to account for that extensive deferred maintenance, especially around the roofing system. With all the fascia is rotting, the roof is really at the end of its economic life. There's lots of deferred maintenance with, you know, the peeling paint. There's also items there, like in the interior, you can see that typical wear and tear. You know, it's an older home, but with the roofing system, with the extensive deferred maintenance on that, we did adjust the condition rating. Would like to note that when it comes to items such as landscaping or driveways, we do not value those items. We don't add value to those. Those are kind of, the contribution of those items is kind of baked into the assessed value when we look at the quality and condition of the home. So those items are not addressed really. On a line item basis because of that. And looking at the comparables that we provided, none of the comparables are a condition two. Again, a condition two is atypical, right? It's below average in conditions. So it's it's not uncommon to, not have comparables that are also conditioned to. Comparables 1 and 2 on the grid are most similar to the subject in terms of size and age. And comparable 1 also sits on 2.5 acres like the subject, and it's sold for about $120,000 more than the assessed value for the subject. And comp 2, it sits on just under an acre, and it's about sold for $80,000 more than the subject's assessed value.
Jennifer, did you guys reach out to the appellant after you made the adjustment and see if they'd be willing to sign a stipulation?
Yes, we do reach out. We notify them of the change. We also send an official notice for their records showing that the change has been made. And this was back in November. And sometimes we hear from people and sometimes we don't.
Okay.
I think maybe sometimes they might think maybe it's settled and at that point they need to respond. I'm not sure, but or maybe they still feel like it's not sufficient. But in this case, I don't know where they sat because we didn't have a response from what I can see.
Okay. Peter, Chuck, any questions?
Not for me.
No, I don't. I guess just a comment maybe. It looks like the difference between a 2 and a 3 condition rating is kind of around $80,000. Is that typical?
Based off of the adjustments made for these, for these specific examples, yes, this is in line here with that. It also depends on the age of the home too. It follows a different depreciation scale. So for, you'll see for like the newer homes, comps 4 and 5, those are a little bit newer. And so those are going to have a different depreciation scale. And so it's a much larger hit with the adjustment on those.
I see. Okay. Thanks. No other questions.
Okay. Marisol, let's go ahead and close the hearing then.